What a great joy to see all of you that are visiting with us today. And I want to add my welcome.
And
this morning the message is a story, really. Most everybody enjoys a good story. And as I read this book, our Bible, I find it's full of stories.
当我读圣经的时候, 我发现它里边充满了故事,
all kinds of stories.
各种各样的故事,
some are fun to read.
有些读起来非常有趣,
some of them are difficult.
有些读起来比较难,
some are very sad.
有些读起来非常伤心,
but the story I want to tell you this morning is one of my favorites.
今天早上我想跟你讲的这个故事是我自己比较非常喜欢的故事。
For those of you that have a Bible, I would invite you to turn to that 10th chapter of Mark, and we'll begin reading in the 36th verse.
你们中间有圣经的人，我就想请你们翻到你的圣经第十章，马可福音第十章。
Rather than read, let me just tell you the story.
我也不是来读，而是我来给你们来讲这个故事。
It begins with Jesus and a great crowd of people and his disciples.
这故事是这样开始的，耶稣跟一大群的人还有他的门徒在一起。
They're going up to the very large city of Jerusalem.
他们到一个很大的一个城市，那个耶路撒冷。
It's a special time, you see.
那是一个特殊的时刻。
And the great crowds of people are all going in that direction.
有很多的人都是往那个方向走。
And of course, the disciples of Jesus are all gathered around him as well.
当然，耶稣的门徒也都是跟着他一块走。
They're leaving the city of Jericho and have about 18 miles to walk to get to Jerusalem.
他们离开耶利哥这个城市，大概要走18个英里，要往耶路撒冷去。
As they're leaving the city of Jericho,
当他们离开耶利哥这个城市的时候,
there's a blind beggar sitting at the road.
有一个瞎了眼睛的一个逃犯的人就坐在路边上。
Now, this even happens a lot today.
在今天这种情况都常发生。
I travel in many countries of the world.
我在这个世界上去了很多的国家。
I've spent a great deal of time in India.
我花很多的时间在印度。
And it is not unusual to have folks sitting by the road as people leave or enter the city with their hand out wanting help.
经常在路边上就有人坐在那边，当人在旁边经过的时候，他们就把手伸出来。
This blind beggar was called Bartimaeus.
这个瞎了眼的这个逃犯的人叫巴迪买。
It's not really a name.
这个不是真正一个名字。
The word or term means the son of a man named Timaeus.
他这个名字本身的意思就是这是迪买的儿子。
You see, he's blind.
你看出来他眼睛瞎掉了。
And in his world, he wasn't worth anything.
在他那个世界，他实在是一钱不值。
If he's blind, it must be because he did something wrong in a previous life.
如果他是眼睛是瞎的，很有可能是他先世，他前面那个世，他是做了什么坏事。
So no one made an effort to help him.
没有人去想办法来帮助他。
As a matter of fact, he didn't even have a name.
事实上，他连个名字都没有。
And there he sat by the road.
他就坐在那个路边上在逃犯。
Now, he heard that in this crowd was the man Jesus.
但他听说在这一群人中间有耶稣。
I don't know what he knew about Jesus, but he got excited.
我不知道他究竟知道耶稣什么事情，但是他好像特别的兴奋。
And he jumped to his feet and he began to call out to Jesus.
他就跳起来向耶稣来呼喊。
He gave Jesus a particular name.
他给了耶稣一个特别的名字。
He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
他说耶稣大卫的儿子啊，来怜悯我吧。
But some of the people with Jesus came over and said to the blind man, shut up and sit down.
有些这跟着耶稣的这帮人就过来就跟这一个盲人讲，他说住口，坐住。
They thought, Jesus doesn't have time for this kind of man.
他们想耶稣根本就没有时间来帮助这样的人。
He didn't care.
他根本都不会关心这样的人。
He kept right on crying out to Jesus.
他就不管，他就只管大声地向耶稣来呼喊。
And then the story tells us, Jesus stood still.
但这故事就告诉我们，耶稣就停下来了。
This whole big group of people and the disciples came to a stop.
这一大群人还有门徒都停下来了。
Jesus said, I want to talk to that blind man.
耶稣说，我想跟那一个盲人讲话。
And so they came and they said, be of good cheer, be happy.He wants to talk to you.
所以他们就到这个人面前说，你就高兴吧，他你就很开心吧，因为他想跟你讲话。
The blind man got very excited.
这个盲人就特别的高兴。
He probably had some cloth wrapped around his body to protect from the sun and the dust.
他可能有一些什么样的布包在他身上，让他不被太阳晒，也不被这个灰尘这样子来污染。
But when he learned that Jesus would talk to him, he took that off, threw it aside, and came to Jesus.
当他知道耶稣要跟他讲话的时候，他就把那些都扔掉，然后就来到耶稣面前。
Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣说，你要让我做什么？
He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
他说，主啊，他说我要看见。
Jesus said, go your way, your faith has enabled you to be whole.
他说你去吧，你的信心，你的信使得你能够完全。
Immediately he received his sight.
就是马上他就看见了。
Jesus said, you can go your way.
耶稣说你可以去了。
He said,I want to follow Jesus in the way.
他说我想跟随耶稣，我就跟在耶稣的道路上。
I love the story.
我喜欢这个故事。
And I've thought to myself, if you and I knew what Bartimaeus knew, you and I could be whole and healthy and happy.
我就自己想，如果你跟我都能知道巴迪买所知道的那些，我们就可以能够完全能够健康，能够幸福。
Well, what did Bartimaeus know?
巴迪马究竟知道什么？
One thing he knew he was blind.
他首先第一件事情，他知道自己眼睛瞎了。
And he knew that he was not going to get any better.
他知道自己不会变得更好。
Things would probably get much worse.
可能会变得更糟糕。
Now, I want you to understand something that's important.
我希望你能知道这些很重要的方面。
There are two ways in which people can be blind.
有两个可能性，人可以变得瞎掉。
One is a physical way, which means their eyes don't work.
一个就是生理上的，就是眼睛看不见了。
But there's another way people are blind.
还有一个可能性，人可以瞎掉。
Their eyes are okay.
他的眼睛还行。
But in their heart, they can't see the beauty of God.
但是在他们的心里，他们的心灵无法看到上帝的荣美。
Now, what's wrong?
那中间有什么问题呢？
Why can't they see God?
为什么他们不能看到上帝？
Why don't they see God?His love and his beauty.
为什么他们不能看到上帝的爱和上帝的荣美？
Well, as we read this book, which is God's truth to us,
当我们读圣经，也就是上帝的真理的时候，
We learn that all of us are born blind to the things of God.
我们知道我们每个人生来就是对上帝的事物，我们就是生来就是瞎眼。
We have a word for that.
我们有一个词。
We call it sin.
我们说这就是罪。
And some people don't realize they're blind.
有些人根本都不知道自己是瞎眼了。
Oh, they go along living the best they can.
他们就在生活中间尽量过得好一些。
Sometimes they're happy.
有的时候他们高兴。
Sometimes they're very sad.
有的时候他们很伤心。
Sometimes they feel very empty inside.
有的时候他们里边是非常的空虚。
They can't understand what's wrong.
他们不知道自己错在什么地方。
And then they find out that spiritually they're blind.
然后他们就后来发现在属灵上他们是瞎眼的。
They don't see Jesus.
他们看不到耶稣。
They don't see the forgiveness that he wants to offer them.
他们看不到耶稣想要给他们的这样的饶恕。
They don't see his grace and his mercy.
他们看不到他的恩典还有他的怜悯。
And so they go through life blind in their heart, even though they can see with their eyes.
他们就过每天的生活，眼睛是在属灵方面就是瞎眼，尽管他的眼睛可以看到。
Now I will take just a minute for a personal testimony.
我就花一点点时间来讲讲我自己的故事。
I am completely deaf.I'm completely deaf.
我根本都听不见，完全听不见。
I can hear nothing.
我什么都听不见。
But there's a very big hospital here in the city of Philadelphia.
在费城，但是有一个很大的医院。
And they went inside of my head and put little wires in my head.
他们就到我的脑袋里，把脑袋里放了一个小小的线。
And even though I am deaf, I can now hear.
尽管我是耳聋，但是我现在可以听见。
And people sometimes say, "Do you have hearing aids?"
有时候大家就问我，你有没有助听器？
And I say no.
我说没有。
This is not a hearing aid.
我说这个不是助听器。
This is a magnet.
这是一个吸铁石。
And it hooks inside of my head.
它贴在我这个脑袋里边。
And it sends sounds to my brain.
就把这个声音送到我大脑里边。
I hope some of you become doctors.
我就巴不得你们中间有人会成为大夫。
Because it's wonderful when you can take a person who's deaf and help them to hear.
那真是，如果能够把一个耳聋的人能够帮助他能够听见，实在是非常的奇妙。
But I've always been deaf to the voice of God.
但是我一直都是听不到主的声音。
Until I was 17 years old.
直到我17岁那一年。
Is there anybody here 17?
这中间有没有17岁的？I think they are younger.
Oh, there's one there.
Oh, 有一个十七岁的，不错。
When I was 17, like Bartimaeus, I came and said, Jesus, I don't hear spiritual things. I'm deaf. Can you help me?
我十七岁那一年，我就像巴底买一样来到耶稣面前，我说，耶稣，我不能听见，我属灵上是听不见的，你能帮助我们吗？
And I knelt and confessed my sin.
我就跪下来承认我的罪。
And he forgave me of my sins.
他就饶恕了我的罪。
And from then on, the ears of my heart were opened to the voice of God.
就从那个时刻开始，我心灵的耳朵就开始打开，可以听到上帝的声音。
Bartimaeus is blind.
巴底买是瞎眼睛。
Physically.
他是在生理上是瞎眼睛。
Do you know anybody that's blind?Spiritually,
你知不知道什么人是在属灵上是瞎眼的
？They don't see God's love.
他看不到上帝的爱。
They don't see the forgiveness of Jesus.
他们看不到耶稣的饶恕。
Well, Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is coming.
那巴迪买听到了耶稣要来，
and he got very excited.
他就特别的兴奋。
Why do you think he got excited?
你觉得他为什么会这样兴奋？
We really don't know.
我们真的是不知道。
But I think somebody may have told him Jesus helped a lame man to walk.
我想肯定是有人告诉他，告诉过他，耶稣曾经帮助一个瘸腿的人走路。
And Jesus touched the man who had the awful disease of leprosy.
还有人告诉他，有人曾经告诉耶稣曾经医治过有人有这种皮肤病的人。
And when he met Jesus, Jesus healed him.
当他们遇见耶稣的时候，耶稣就医治了他。
I don't know. This is not in the book.
我不知道究竟如何，因为没有圣经上没有记载。
But if he had heard the stories of Jesus and the miracles, I'm sure he thought, I want to be one of those miracles.
我相信如果他是听说过耶稣所行的神迹的这样的故事，他一定会说，我也想成为一个神迹。
You know, there are some of you that are followers of Jesus Christ.
你们中间有跟随耶稣基督的人。
But you've never shared with anybody.
但你从来没有跟人分享过。
The miracle that God has performed upon your life.
你从来没有分享过上帝在你生命中所行的神迹。
He operated upon you with His divine grace.
他在你的生命之中用他自己神圣的恩典这样子运行。
He did for you what you cannot do for yourself.
他为你所做的是你自己不可能为自己做的。
He forgave all of your sins.
他饶恕了你所有的罪。
And he gave you the gift of eternal life.
他给了你永恒生命的礼物。
But you haven't been telling anybody.
但你还没有跟任何人讲过。
Where would Bartimaeus be if he had not heard the word about Jesus?
如果巴迪买根本就没有听过关于耶稣的这样的故事，他能够干什么？
You see, you and I have a responsibility to get the word out to the people.
你看，你跟我都有这样的责任，要把这一个消息，好消息传给人家。
Jesus works miracles.
耶稣行神迹。
Where I had sin and guilt.
我有罪，有这种罪疚感。
God has forgiven me through Christ.
上帝借着耶稣饶恕了我。
Where I had no knowledge of anything beyond this life.
当我对这个世界只有对现在的生活有知识，不知道别的东西。
He's given me the gift of eternal life.
他就给了我这个永恒生命的这样的礼物。
How can you keep that to yourself?
耶稣。
How can you keep that to yourself?
你怎么能把这些只放在自己身上，只藏下来呢？
We need to be sharing that with people.
我们需要跟人来分享。
So when they hear the name of Jesus, they think.Me too, Jesus. I want to be forgiven like they have been.
所以当他们听到耶稣的名字的时候，他们就会说：“主啊，我也想要跟别人一样的这样的生命被饶恕这样的机会。”
Well, we don't know what he had heard.
虽然我们不知道他究竟听到什么。
But he must have known that Jesus was the Messiah. That is the one God who comes in the flesh.
我相信他一定是听说过耶稣就是弥赛亚，也就是上帝成为人的样子来到。
Because he uses this unusual title.
因为他用了一个非常的不寻常的这样的一个名字。
Actually, for you folks that are following the scripture, it's the only place here in Mark where anybody says "Son of David."
这个其实对我们的所有的基督徒，这是在圣经中唯一一个地方如此来称呼耶稣，大卫的儿子。
He is saying.You are the one that God has sent.
他是说你就是上帝所派遣来的。
And you are the one in whom God lives bodily, physically.
你就是那位上帝真的是以人的身体以肉身来活在这个世上的。
There's a place over here in the Bible where it makes this statement.
在圣经中间也曾有一个地方如此说。
Colossians 1:19 says, For it pleased God to have all of himself living in Jesus.
在哥罗西中一章十九节这样讲，因为上帝 喜欢使一切的丰盛在他在耶稣里边居住。
Then in the second chapter it says, all the fullness of the Godhead was Jesus.
就第二章时候又这样讲，因为上帝本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Jesus was not just a prophet.
基督不仅仅是一个先知。
Jesus was not just a teacher.
他也不仅仅是一个老师。
Jesus was not just a miracle worker.
他也不是仅仅是行神迹的那位。
Jesus, the son of David, is God come in the flesh.
耶稣大卫之子是上帝以人的样式来到这个世上。
Knowing that, Bartimaeus knew he did not deserve to come to Jesus.
知道是这样的一种情况，巴底买知他也同样知道自己不配来到耶稣面前。
He could not go and say, "Hey Jesus, come here, forgive me."
他不能这样说，嘿，耶稣，过来，饶恕我。
No.
他不能这样讲。
What did he ask for?
他问什么呢？
What did he ask for?
他要求什么？
Can you tell me?
你知道吗？
What did he ask for?
他要什么？
Mercy.
他要的是怜悯，可怜。
He said, Jesus, have mercy on me.
他说，耶稣，可怜我。
He knew he was a blind beggar.
他知道自己是瞎了眼的要饭的。
He knew this man, Jesus, is the Son of God.
他知道耶稣是上帝的儿子。
And all he could say is, have mercy on me.
他能说的就是怜悯我吧，可怜我吧。
And that's all we can say.
这也是我们所能说的。
There's nothing we can do that we can bring to Jesus and say, "Hey Jesus, look what I've done. Do something for me."
我们做不了任何的事情可以让我们来到耶稣面前说，耶稣看我所做的，来帮我做点事情。
There's a verse of scripture here in the New Testament in Titus.
在新约中间有一个，在提多书中间有一段经文如此说。
Listen to the words that Paul wrote to his friend Titus.
我们来听保罗向他的朋友提多所写的话语。
He said, "Not by works or any effort of mine that was good did you save me, but you saved me according to your mercy."
他说，他救了我们，耶稣救了我们，不是因为我们自己所行的好的行为或者好的义，而是照他的怜悯。
And the good news today is that the God who has come to us in Jesus is full of mercy and full of grace.
好消息是耶稣基督，上帝借耶稣基督来到我们中间，他是充满了恩典，充满了怜悯。
He welcomes you to come to him.
他欢迎你来到他面前。
And you don't have to bring anything with you.
你不需要带任何东西。
You don't have to make any offering to him.
你不要向他供上任何东西。
All you have to do is come and receive him as your savior.
你所要做的全部就是来到他面前，接受他成为你的救主。
Well, he got the word that Jesus would talk to him.
他听到巴尼玛听到声音，耶稣会跟他讲话。
He got excited.
他就特别的兴奋。
Took the robe off, threw it around, and came running to Jesus.
他就把自己的衣服扔掉，然后赶紧跑到耶稣的面前。
Because Jesus stood still.
因为耶稣停下来。
And said, "Call him."
因为耶稣说，停下来说，叫他来。
You folks that study scripture here, there are some beautiful word pictures in Mark.
你们中间学习查考圣经的，在马可福音中间有很多很多用语言所画出来的图画。
And this is one of the most beautiful of all the word pictures.
这是中间所有的那种美丽的画的这种语言画中间的一个。
In your mind, see a picture of a great crowd of people.
你在你的脑海里来想象这个很多很多的人。
They're moving down the road.
他们都在一块往下走，走在路上。
They have 18 miles to go.
还有十八个英里要走。
The disciples of Jesus are all crowded around.
还所有耶稣的门徒都被挤着往前走。
And then Jesus stops.
然后耶稣停下来。
And the Bible says he stood still.
圣经说他站得稳稳的。
And I think the crowd probably looked around at each other and said, "What's going on? What's happening?"
我想这些人群可能大家都互相来看，这发生什么事情？
That is a man who has a need.
那边有一个人，他有需要。
And I want to talk with him.
我想要跟他讲话。
Listen to this, please. Listen.
我们来听。
In the world in which we live today,
在我们所今天所生活的这个环境之中，
there are not many people that really care about the deep things of your life.
没有多少人是真正关心你自己生命之中那很深沉的那样的需要。
But I want you to know that God loves you.
我想让你知道上帝爱你。
And Jesus stops to listen to your prayer.
耶稣停下来要听你的祷告。
Isn't that wonderful?
这好不好？
He loves you and he wants to hear your prayer.
他爱你，他想要听你的祷告。
The man came running to Jesus and Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这人就跑到耶稣基督面前，耶稣说，你要我做什么？
Now I want to be careful.
我想要比较小心。
But you understand that there's a way in which that's a foolish question.
这某些从某个角度来看，这个问题是很蠢的一个问题。
If Jesus is God, can't he? Doesn't he know this man is blind?
如果耶稣是上帝，他难道不知道这个人是瞎眼吗？
Yes, I think Jesus knew well that the man was blind.
我知道耶稣知道非常清楚这个人是瞎了眼睛。
Well, doesn't Jesus know what he needs?
难道耶稣不知道他需要什么吗？
Yes, Jesus knows what he needs.
是的，耶稣知道他需要什么。
Well, then why did he ask, "What do you want me to do for you?"
但为什么他要来问他，你要让我做什么？
Because he wanted to hear this man confess his personal need.
但是我相信他想知道这个人自己来承认他个人的需要。
If I were to ask you, hear me, if I were to ask you, what's your deepest need?
如果我现在来问你，来听，仔细听，你最深沉的那种需要是什么？
I don't think you'd be ready to tell me.
我相信你不会做好准备来告诉我。
You don't know me.
因为你不知道我。
You might feel uneasy or be embarrassed.
你可能觉得不舒服，可能觉得很难堪。
And you would probably say, "Oh, I just need some money."
你可能就会说一点，哦，我只是需要一点钱而已。
Jesus says, "Do you really know what your need is?"
耶稣说，你真的知道自己的需要是什么吗？
And Bartimaeus was direct and honest.
巴迪买是非常直接，非常的诚实。
What do you need? I'm blind and I want to see.
你需要什么？我瞎眼，我要看见。
You see, in this book we read these words and they are beautiful words.
你看在这本书中间有很多的话语，美丽的话语。
Some of you can quote this. Ready? 1 John 1:9.
你们中间有些人可能都能够背这些话语，在约翰一书第一章九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
You see, he says, all I need for you to do is be honest with me. God wants you to be honest with him.
你看他所说的，我想让你做的唯一的事情就是要向我要诚实。上帝就是要求你诚实相待。
Does God know what you need?
上帝知不知道你的需要？
Yes, he does.
他 是的，他当然知道。
Well, why doesn't he do something about it?
但他为什么不来做一些什么事情呢？
He has done something about it.
他已经做了一些事情。
He sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die on a cross for you, that through his blood you might be forgiven today.
他把耶稣基督他的儿子送来死在十字架上，通过他的血你就能够得到赦免。
What is he asking of you?
他对你的要求是什么？
To confess that you need Jesus as your Savior.
让你来承认只有耶稣基督才是你的救主。
To confess that you're blind inside.
来承认你内心 是瞎眼的。
And you want to see.
但是你想看到。
And if that's true, God will give you sight that the world can't give and can't take away.
如果这是真实的，这是真的，上帝就会给你这样的一个视力，这个你这个世界是不可能拿走的。
A very religious man came to Jesus one night.
有一天晚上，一个非常有宗教性的、非常虔诚的人来到耶稣面前。
And he said some very nice things to Jesus.
他对耶稣讲了一些非常好听的话。
We know that you're a great prophet and you do many wonderful things.
我们知道你就是先知，你是伟大的先知，因为你做了很多非常奇妙的事。
And Jesus said to him,
耶稣就对他们说，对他说，
Unless a person is born again,
人若不重生，
that is, unless you come and confess and allow me to forgive you and change your life,
这也就是说，你如果除非你来认自己的罪，允许我来改变，饶恕你，来改变你的生命。
Jesus said, "You cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，如果不是这样，你就无法看到上帝的国。
All this stuff we're talking about will not make any sense.
我们所谈的这一切就没有对你没有任何的意义。
Well.Let's finish the story, all right?
让我们来把这个故事来讲完。
You've been wonderful to sit so long.
你们坐这么久实在是很了不起。
But I love the finish of this story.
我很喜欢这个故事的结束。
Jesus says, okay, Bartimaeus, by faith you've received your sight.
耶稣说，巴底买，因着你的信，你能看见。
You Bible students remember that the word immediately is the key word of Mark.
记得，如果你是记得这一个立刻是马可福音中间非常常用的一个词。
Immediately he received his sight.
他立刻看见了。
What would you have done if you were Bartimaeus?
如果你要是巴底买，你会做什么？
I don't know what I would have done, but I would have gone back to my home and said, folks, something great has happened, look at me.
如果我要是巴底买，我可能 我不知道他会做什么，我可能就会跑回家跟家人说，你们看看我，看看我。
Or maybe I would have run down to town and said, can I get a job somewhere now and make a living for myself?
我也可能会跑到城里边去说，我能不能有一份工作，所以我可以养活自己。
But what did he do?
但是他做了些什么呢？
Now that I can see, I'm going to follow Jesus.
他说，那现在我能看见了，我就要来跟随耶稣。
That's what we call a disciple of Jesus.
这就是我们所说的耶稣的门徒。
To see the truth.And then to follow the one who is the truth.
能够看到真理，然后再跟随这一个就是真理的那一位。
And oh, by the way, this was the last time Jesus ever walked that road.
在我想再加一句，这是耶稣最后一次走过那条路。
He was on his way to Jerusalem.
他是往耶路撒冷而去。
There was that triumphal entry.
就会有凯旋的进入耶路撒冷城。
Then the trials came.
然后就开始对他的审判。
And then Jesus was hung on a cross and died for you.
然后耶稣基督就会死在十字架上为你我而死。
So Bartimaeus, if it's going to happen, it needs to happen now, because he's not coming this way again.
对巴底买来说，应该发生的事情现在就一定要发生，因为耶稣就不会再重新走这条路。
I hope you'll remember the story.
我真是希望你能够记得这个故事。
And I hope you remember the one who stood still and said, Come.
我希望你能够记得那位站得安静紧紧的来说来。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Let me pray with you, please.
让我来为你来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love.
全能的上帝，我的天父，我们实在是感谢你，因为你自己伟大的爱。
And in that great love, you've given to us your Son, Jesus Christ.
因为你伟大的爱之中，你把你自己的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
The one who stands ready to hear our prayer.
耶稣基督站在那里等候着来听我们的祷告。
The one who is available to forgive us all of our sins when we confess.
那位能够我们认罪的时候就能够完全饶恕我们罪的那位。
And forgiving us, give us the gift of eternal life.
饶恕我们也给了我们永恒生命作为礼物。
Help us, Lord, that hearing of Jesus, we may respond to him.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们听到耶稣基督，我们就可以来回应。
And then we may follow Jesus in the way.
然后我们就是在跟随耶稣基督走在他所喜悦的道上。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，让我们再次在神面前站立。
真心让我真实地见到你，在我的歌声里，我用一幅赞美你。你的美好是我今生颂扬的，这一生最美的祝福。
As the music continues playing, I want to invite everybody to come before the Lord.
你来到主的面前，因为主在呼唤你。
Come before the Lord. He's calling out to you.
主耶稣在呼唤你。
Yes, Jesus is calling out to you.
他停下来在呼唤你。
He is stopping and listening and calling out for you.
他在呼唤你，因为他要给你属灵的眼睛，让你能看到世上真的是那最真实的那样的现实。
He's calling out to you because he wants to give you spiritual eyes to be able to see the reality of his love.
他让你更加清楚地看到在永恒之中我们的生命是多么的美好。
And he wants to give you the ability to see the beauty of eternal life.
他让你要让你看到当你的罪完全被主赦免，当你自己内心的各样的挣扎都由主亲自来帮助你的时候，你的生命会多么的丰丰富富。
And he wants to give you the ability to see what an amazing, abundant life you can experience when he has forgiven you of all your sins.
如果你今天你听到了耶稣的呼唤，
If you hear the voice of Jesus calling to you today,
你听到他的呼唤，你听到你想来到他的面前，你要接受他作为你的救主。
If you hear him calling to you today, come before him and receive him as your savior.
你如果愿意以他作为你的救主，以他作为你生命的主。
If you want him to be your savior, to be the Lord of your life,
你就在你所在的位置上，你把你的手轻轻地举一下。
I invite you to raise your hand.
你把你的手举起来，你说我要接受耶稣基督作为我生命的主。
Just raise your hand and say, I want to receive Jesus as my savior.
感谢主，你可以把手放下。
Thanks be to God, you can put your hand down.
主在呼唤你。
Jesus is calling out to you.
主在呼唤你，你可能从来没有听到过这么美好的消息。
Jesus is calling out to you. Maybe you've never heard such good news before.
但是主今天要来祝福你。
But Jesus wants to bless you today.
主啊，今天，主啊，今天主要再次来呼唤你。你如果要接受耶稣基督，就把手举起来，轻轻举一下。
Jesus is calling out to you. If you want to receive him,Raise your hand.
感谢主，好，你放下。
Thank you to God. You can put your hand down.
好，我们中间，如果你是真的是在生命中间，你从以前跟随耶稣基督，但是很长的时间你在远离他。
Maybe there's some others here who have followed Jesus before, but you haven't been following him recently.
你的眼睛被蒙蔽了，你的属灵的眼睛被蒙蔽。
And your spiritual eyes have been blinded.
今天耶稣基督要让你再一次。重新重整你的生命，再次来看到他的爱。
And Jesus today wants to call out to you to behold his love again.
如果你要是愿意再次来跟随主耶稣，重新立志跟随主耶稣，你就在你的座位前把手举一下。
And if you want to make a commitment today to return to following Jesus again,
你说主啊，我认我的罪，我远离你，我现在要重新回到你面前。
And confess your sin and say, Jesus, I have walked away from you. I want to return to you today.
我要愿意靠你的恩典来继续来跟随你。
I want to continue following you, trusting in your grace.
如果你有这样的感动，你就把手轻轻举一下。
If you desire to do this today, then lift your hand. Thanks be to God.
你们感谢主，你请可以放下，谢谢主。
You can put your hands down.
是主。
Thanks be to God.
我们来接着唱。
Let's sing the song again.
来感谢主的恩典，副歌用副歌，
让我们唱副歌。最美的祝福。
这一生最美的祝福，就是 the treasure of my life. 这一生最美的祝福。
好，让我们一同来领受主的祝福。
Let's receive God's blessing now.
I would invite those of you who will just to simply extend your hand to receive the blessing of God.
让我们来，当我们祝福的时候，如果你愿意来接受主的祝福，就把手可以张开来接受上帝的祝福。
Now we don't receive anything physically when we do this.
我们好像，我们不是说是得到一些具体的什么东西。
It is just a symbol of our openness to God's blessing.
只是这个 来表明我们对于主的恩典的这样的来接受，来敞开我们来接受。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华祝福你，保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩于你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，来给你他的 shalom.
That is the health and the wholeness of the everlasting God of peace, Yahweh.
这就是健康完全从那个赐给平安的亚威上帝所赐来的。
Amen.
Amen.